podcast episode. This is Bants with Bunye, and this is a new season. I'm super excited about this. Ooh, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, I stopped podcasting about this time last year. A lot happened. Y'all know. The pandemic happened. You know, we stopped seeing people. I stopped having guests on my podcast. Like, so much was happening. My sound became trash about this time as well. If you haven't listened to the last episode, I suggest you don't. I mean, the message is still good, great, yeah? But then the sound was terrible. I'm not very proud of my sound output, and I've never had bad sound like that. So it was like, I needed a microphone. My dogs grew up, like, everything was just happening at once. And I finally have a microphone, you guys. Yay! So I had, like, a little sponsor, not exactly anonymous, who was like, you know what, I want to support this vision. The Lord had me support this, and he sent me some money for a microphone. And I'm like, God, I hear you, okay? I'm going to start my podcast. And it's been a journey since I got my microphone. I first wanted to use my microphone to record on my phone because it was so convenient always recording on my phone when I started my podcast, and I just wanted to continue the tradition. But, you know, things grow, I guess. I would like to call this growth. I'm currently recording this on my laptop. I have a laptop that can record a podcast, a really good laptop, might I add. And I'm using the sound card thingy and all of that. I'm like, ooh, girl, you're using equipment. And I'm using Audition, not recording directly to Anchor, which is another thing. I'm like, sis, you're growing. You know, so it feels really good. It feels really good to be back. And I really miss doing this. While I still wait for my job on radio, my voice is still going to grace your ears every week for the next couple of months. For as long as I can do this, because I really enjoy doing this. Bants with Bunye is like my baby, and it's so amazing seeing us grow. You know, seeing people listen to my podcast and listen to me talk about the scriptures and talk about my ideas and resonate with it, that means a lot to me. That means a whole lot. It talked low to me, and it's so good to be back on this amazing episode. I know that I can leave without, you know, an explanation of some sort. Long story short is I didn't have a microphone, and that's basically it. But now that we're back, we're better, and I just want to give you a rundown of what the show is going to be like for the next couple of months, years. So basically, the vision I had for the show, or the vision God showed me for the show, Reboot Camp 2019, I can never forget it. And I wrote it down. I remember I wrote down my notepads, and I said, I have received a clear vision from God, and he wanted me to use my talents to pitch the gospel. If you know me at all, you'd have heard, you'd know that I speak really well. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably can tell that I speak so well. And so a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, you sound amazing, I can't wait to hear you on radio, I want to hear you on radio, you're very eloquent, you're very what are the words, it's just a lot. And I know that I do have a talent for this. I'm very good at this, and I started a podcast because I have ideas and I have a good voice. So that's pretty much why I started a podcast in the first place. So when God said, use your talents to preach the gospel, I have a lot of talent. I'm a very talented individual. I sing, I write, I create, basically. And I know a lot of people say, oh, that's not a talent, but it is too. It is a talent to be able to create something. Some people manage things that are created by other people. And some people, they're good at conceptualizing, they're good at, you know, the ideas, the first ideas, the starts of things. And I feel like that's me. So I think it's a talent. Thank you very much. And it's just great to be back here again to create my podcast. Anyway, so that was the vision that I had for this podcast. And seeing that happen, or seeing that come to life, I ran with it immediately. the next year I started my podcast in the way that God would have me start it. I had segments. So we start with the Bible study segment, then the Christian take segment, where I have a guest on and we discuss a Christian concept, or we discuss a world concept and we look at the Christian take to that concept. And this was especially inspired by Twitter. I'm always on Twitter. Maybe not always, but I'm very often on Twitter. It's my favorite social media to use because I feel like everyone's real. You know, on Instagram, you can mask your idiocy behind pictures, but on Twitter, it's just words. So if you're an idiot, everyone will know. You know, like, you know, there's nothing you can do to hide it. So, yeah, this is like, I realized that a lot of people, a lot of quote-unquote Christians, would have takes to worldly situations that are not exactly Christian. So I'm like, how come you're thinking like this and you say you're a Christian? So that's what pushed me to starting the Christian Take segment, because I wanted Christians who had an understanding of certain concepts, a grasp of certain concepts, to talk about those concepts and to talk about the Christian take to those concepts. So we've had interesting episodes. You can go back and listen to those, and we're gonna keep doing that because there's so many concepts. In fact, there's always something to talk about. The world is going through a lot of situations, and I believe that the honest solution to all the problems of the world, I mean all of the problems of the world, is Christ. And if we can only see things from the lens of Christ, then we would be better for it. So that segment was super important to me, to my heart. And after that, we had scriptural concept, which is taking a scriptural concept and like giving the easiest, simplest explanation to it, helping people to understand in the most layman definition of anything, you know. So we talked about grace, we talked about faith, talked about so many things, talked about questions and answers, and so many scriptural concepts, you know, of a thing. And that's what we're just gonna keep doing. That's what Bantubuni is looking at. It's expounding God's word and making it relatable, which is something I love to do, and I'm just glad I get to do that with, I can reach more people with my podcast, and I get to do exactly that in front of a number of people. So yeah, if you can hear my dogs, I do not apologize, because I know my sound is still stellar. My dogs recently had babies. They had puppies, and there were 9 of them, and now we've got only 6 puppies dead, and that's really hard. I don't think by any stretch, I don't like dogs. I don't like children, so I don't like dog children either. And it's just like, it still hurts, you know, like regardless of that, that's like life, you know. And it's deep for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, and we really tried to keep him alive, but it is what it is, and we hope these 3 stay alive, you know. And they're really cute already, they're so cute. That's the PR, that's the PR with children, they're cute. Puppies too, cute. I like cats though, they mind their own business, you know, that kind of my vibe. So yeah, that's pretty much it on this episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you thought that I was funny, I don't think I'm funny. Well, some people don't think I'm funny, I think I'm very funny actually. I make myself laugh and that matters, but if you think I'm funny as well, you can hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @shefancysthat. I told you I'm always there, so if you hit me up, I'll definitely reply. You can try Instagram as well. I might ignore you though, but you can try. It's the same handle. Shefancysthat is SHEFANCYSTHAT. And I might change that name sometime soon. So for now, you can find me. You can find me with that name. If you enjoyed this, you know, you can hit me up on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, I don't know what to say to you, but I think you're not missing anything. You know, that place is chaotic. It's like the chaotic side of the internet. and Reddit is chaotic. So if I say Twitter is more chaotic than Reddit, I feel like that's a lot of chaos. It's very chaotic. You know, Reddit has threads. Twitter is just like, everybody's just, wah, just open their mouth and wee, wah, just, you know, spread their germs everywhere. But yeah, that's it. I have my own nice little corner, and I have my people on that app, and it seems nice. Sometimes when it's unbearable, I just go off. But yeah, pretty much it. So 10 minutes, I don't know what I've been saying in 10 minutes, but I hope you enjoyed it. You can, yeah, I was about to say, if you're not on Twitter, you can actually email me. You know, I should be taking emails, so you can actually email me. I'll be creating an email, especially for my podcast, because I want to hear you guys' thoughts and hear you guys' questions. So if you have any topics, scriptural topics, concepts you think I should talk about, or you have any worldly concepts that, you know what, I want to hear Bini's take on this. If you're on Twitter, if you're on my Clubhouse, you'd have heard me ranting before. You'd have heard me saying Ben Affleck is on site. You know, Eve is on site. So yeah, I pretty much have a lot of very loud opinions. So if you want to hear them at all, let me know in the email. The email is banswithbunye@gmail.com. Not yet created, but I know that I just created this night, and then, you know, we can email each other. So yeah, let me know what you think about this episode. It's been very chaotic, thanks to Twitter, that I've been on much more these days. But I am your host. I remain your host, and hopefully next episode we have someone else on the podcast, and, you know, we continue with Romans, the book of Romans. I'm excited. Are you excited? Okay, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.